Hey guys, this is Nason. I'm here back on the show on Nason Symposium. Today I'm joined by another guest that has requested, and I think he makes a good addition. And he complements the podcast pretty well. His name is Jair Castro Vasquez. Jair, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Feels so weird.
Do you know the honor's all mine, Loki?
Tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself to the audience that's listening to us in this day. Make sure you have the mic close to your mouth when you speak.
Of course, yeah. All right, so my name is Jair Castro, Nason Hernandez. He actually lied about it. I'd never requested it. He kind of told me to be part of this podcast. It's a great podcast of his, but yeah.
Tell us about yourself. Who are you? Why are you Jair? Tell us, how are you, Jair? Tell us, what makes up Jair Castro Vasquez?
So, what makes it Jair Castro Vasquez, as you said?
Your second last name, right? That's your mom's last name, right, Vasquez? I'm pretty sure that's her.
That's
beast.
My mom's last name, yes.
I'm a beast.
Of course. So, what makes it Jair Castro Vasquez is the heart, the attitude, the discipline. All behind all this makes it Jair Castro Vasquez.
So, what are you working towards? Yeah, I know you mentioned discipline. What are you working towards?
I'm working towards my end goal.
What's your end goal?
My end goal is
what
to,
is it?
Like my goal in life?
Yeah.
To reach heaven, brother.
Gloria al Señor. Praise be to God. Alhamdulillah.
Praise to thee.
Well, my boy Jair, he's a very comical guy, very funny. There are a lot of things. I mean, a few things I want to ask you. I want to make sure the conversation pivots to you, not to me.
Feels
so weird, dude. Like, I'm so used to, like, this is different, like, than just having a normal conversation.
Yeah.
But let's try to have it normal, like, pretend the mics aren't even here. So I was going to say, okay. So your siblings, I'm pretty cool with them. So my first question is basically, Jacob Castro, mastermind, accountant, gets all the girls. Deborah, smart, kind of like a girl version of Jacob, but younger.
Of course.
You got my boy Flame, he's funny. You got my boy Flame, he's funny, that's my boy. Guwap. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a bad thing, hopefully it's not.
You'll get shot by next week.
Stop chill, bro.
That's just joshing around with you.
And now you, like, you're funny too, you're like Flame Jr. But what makes you different from all your siblings?
Of course. The mindset, like all these other siblings, like my brother, my sister. Why are you laughing?
Keep going.
Yeah, so my brother and my sister, like they're all very, I wouldn't call them very dumb in the head, but like they're not as smart as I am, because of course in high school, right now I have a 4.0 GPA.
That is cap, bro. That is a lie. That cannot be true.
That's true.
Is not true.
Working towards the 5.0 GPA.
You're never going to get that. We're going to have to pull your transcripts after this podcast.
Of course. Honestly, go for it,
I'm going to have to go to the high school and request your transcript.
Yeah.
I know the lady that's
but
up
honestly,
the,
yeah.
the desk.
Oh, yeah. Tirsa Salazar, I think it was.
Oh, she works there?
Yeah, she works there.
At the guidance office? The guidance office?
No, she works at the front of the school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think I've seen her.
Very cool, very cool.
Yeah, wow. And so your mindset, you say you're smarter than your siblings. I guess we're just going to... It's going to be a bash fest.
I'm not saying that. It's kind of a fact,
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, how are you smarter than them?
Like I said, mentally...
the mic.
Mentally, physically.
Boy, how are you... Okay. All right. So, okay.
All of the above,
So that's what makes... That's what distinguishes you from the rest of your siblings.
Of course.
What about Enoch and them, your cousins? What? Am I not supposed to talk about them or what?
You could talk about them.
What about Enoch and them?
Do you want me to tell me how they are?
No. What makes you different from them?
Well, honestly, it's been a very long time since I've talked to them.
Do you miss them?
Yeah, they're very good people. I don't know what his name is, but
Aldiel is cool. Aldiel is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's my boy.
He makes Legos. And he has the Millennium Falcon. He's very cool.
That's
very cool things.
That's
I
want to
start making Legos myself, but I just need to buy the sets.
Yeah.
They're pretty expensive nowadays.
Yeah, they're pretty pricey. What would you get if you could get a Lego set?
It's Camp Nou.
Camp Nou. So you're a Barcelona fan.
Of course.
We'll get to that topic in a bit. I know you have a lot. Like maybe you might have learned this from your brother Flame, a lot of the. Oh, you play Monopoly Go, bro?
Oh yeah.
Why don't you have me on there?
You play Monopoly Go?
Yes, I play Monopoly Go as well.
What town are you on?
I don't even know. I think like I'm in like last time I remember I had like mine had like dinosaurs or crap like
yeah,
that.
Let me check mine real quick.
What level are you?
Not sure. Haven't touched this game in a while.
I touched it right now, and like no homo, like before I came because I needed shields.
You touched it, yeah.
Yeah, my coworker got me into this. Yeah. Into this game. I'm in level.
Hold up. Don't remember working there.
Boy, I didn't even know you played. Hold up.
Let me see.
I'm on level. I don't even know what level I am, but I'm at some school.
Here.
Oh heck, nah. The thing about this game, I'm not promoting Monopoly anyway. But it's just
there's a lot of pay to win.
Yeah, and there are a lot of pop ups. Boy, you're like in the very beginning.
I haven't touched this game in 2 months. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, I don't know. Something just connected. It just said connected. All right, whatever. I don't know how this. My phone keeps connecting to your phone. That's kind of weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Okay. So
wait,
yeah.
No, it says it did that.
What is it? What is it connecting though?
Unlock your phone.
Hold on, we're like.
Wait,
Apple
it just now
here.
Did it again. Hold on.
There we go. What's it connecting?
What's weird?
It's kind of weird. Wow, that's phenomenal. This is very fascinating. Okay, I don't know. We're just doing it all weird. All right,
weird.
So
very weird.
Let's get to the beef of this podcast. You said, okay, yeah, you're smarter than your siblings. I was gonna get to this. My boy Flame. Shout out to my boy Flame Guap. He's really funny. Very funny guy. Rest in peace, man. I miss him. I haven't seen him around in a while. I feel like you tend to pick up a lot of his jargon, like no cap, scrap-pa-pa-pa-pa. What does that mean, scrap-pa-pa-pa-pa? That kind of scares me when you talk to me like that.
You know, it has a lot of backstory to that. I wouldn't really want to go into the details because it could endanger you, and I don't want that for my brother, you know?
Yeah, make sure we don't speak any gang-related things.
Gang-related. On Kizzy.
Yeah. What does On Kizzy mean? Can't. I hear my boy Andrew Curry and them, your friends, say On Kizzy a lot. What does that mean? Who's
you
Kizzy?
Know,
what's Kizzy?
Honestly, like, no hate towards them, but they're kind of my disciples. You know?
What? So you're the leader?
Yeah, I would
is
say.
Is that how you revere yourself?
Have you heard of the good musketeers and the bad musketeers?
No, what is that?
Well, it all. I don't want to name any names, but, you know. It's the good guys versus the bad guys. Let's change the topic, please.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So it looks like Flame tends to be a major influence in your life in the way you speak. You're from, you know, words ranging from goo-wop, phrases such as scrap-a-pa-pa, unkizzy. And you said another one not so long ago, like paw, like. Get your paw off of me when somebody puts their hand on you. What does that mean? Where did it come from?
So at the moment when you like you had put your right paw on me.
Paw? But why a paw?
I know. I'm about to get into the details. Give me 1 second, please. But yeah, at the moment you put your right paw on me and I basically call like both your left paw and your right paw like paws.
Am I an animal or what?
Because you're an animal.
Because Asaf told me that you said that, like, I'll get your paw off of me.
Who said this?
Asaf.
Asaf, you know, why is he telling you this lies?
Okay, so it looks like you take a lot of inspiration off of that, off of Flame. Is that correct? Like, jargon, like, in his jargon, with the jargon, like, paw.
With skada, the money-making moves, yeah.
The money-making moves. Like, what? Like, what money-making moves?
You know, working. Landscaping, stuff like that.
Okay, so I know your dad has a landscaping business. Is this something that you're looking to contribute to once you're out of high school or college?
You know, I try to help from time to time. Like right now, currently, I work with him on the weekends. But further than high school, no. I'll try to go to college, and if I can, of course, I'll lend a hand.
So, what's it called? Your dad, how long has he had this business for? What's it called? LDJ? Yeah. Let's go. I'm a beast. What are the initials, bro? What they represent or what they mean?
So the L is Luis. The D is.
Hold on. Deborah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's cute.
And the J
is Jacob. Oh, that's cute.
No.
Haciel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Why not you? Why Deborah, not you? Well, why couldn't it be
because
called LJJ?
Because back then, Deborah used to like help my dad with like the accounting stuff.
Oh,
and
that's
all
cute.
That.
Why doesn't Cookie do that now since he's an accountant?
He's a beta and a lazy.
All right.
He's not going to see this, right?
I don't know. Hopefully not. Hopefully he does because that's my boy. You know, I want to make sure
that's your day one. That's your ride or die. That's right, your if you bro. Have to go through him, you have to go through me, of course.
Yeah, bad. All right. So. we're talking about like the business. How long has your dad had? How long has he had this business for?
Like in the landscaping business?
Yeah.
Like more than 15 years, ever since I was very, very little.
So he's had this business since you were a kid?
Yeah.
Has he always worked in landscaping before you had this business? Or did he do
before
something?
Before landscaping, yeah. He did construction.
Okay. So, and I'm assuming, I mean, landscaping is going pretty well, correct?
Yeah.
Like that's, if he's had it for that
as
long.
As you can see in the mansion that I live in right now.
Yeah, this is a mansion. We're currently in Jacob Castro's dungeon. All right, cool. So who would you say, and now that we have spoken a little bit about your family, I mean, we didn't speak much about your mom. I think we did reference her because of her last name, Vasquez. Wow, David. Shout out to my boy David. Shout out to my boy Chino. To my boy Abdi.
Abdiel Vasquez.
Yeah.
De La Cruz Martinez, of course.
Boy, so who ultimately, whether it's your family or not, who do you find inspiration like from? Like who inspires you? Or what inspires you?
You know, that's a great question. Who inspires me?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to tell you this, I inspire myself, you know?
How do you inspire yourself? What makes you look up to yourself every day and wake up like, I want to be like Jair Castro, I want to be like myself?
Because I don't really, like, if you look at the inspiration from another person, you're like a follower, and like, I'm not really much of a follower person, you know?
So you don't find inspiration in your older brothers, like Jacob Castro, or?
Of course not.
Jair Castro. What about your older
sister,
Deborah?
What type of question is that?
You know, you can get off my podcast if you want. I'm kidding. So, okay, that's cute. Wow,
bro, it's
cool.
Like, it's your honor for me to be here. You realize that, right?
You know what? I'm turning off the audio interface. We're done. I'm just kidding.
You're just joshing around with me.
Yeah, I'm joshing.
You're just picking my buttons.
Josh and Lopez. Yeah.
Okay.
That's good, man, that you find inspiration in yourself. Ultimately, I mean, you said an end goal in life. Of course, you know, you want to go to heaven, whatever. I think we can go into the deeper conversation, which is, what's your end goal in this life? Hello? Why are you laughing?
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Are you on drugs, bro, or what?
No, bro. I'm straight. I'm straight.
What's your end goal in this life?
My end goal in this life?
In this life. What do you want
to
do?
To reach the gates of heaven.
Okay, well, that's after you die, but like in this material life, what's your end goal? In this physical life, in this terrain in life,
can you explain the question more thoroughly?
Like, okay, so my goal is for me, personally.
I didn't ask
question.
You what your goal is.
I'm going to give you an example so you can answer us accordingly.
Okay, I'll allow that.
It's that I have a goal to, you know, get married and have a family. And I feel like, for me, I mean, speaking from a traditional standpoint, that's something I aspire, or I aspire to have a family.
To keep
family allows it. To have a loving family, and you know, because I feel like that's like the essence of the essence or the nuclear of governance, which is a family, and that's where a lot of things start from, and that's something I aspire. That's my goal. Of course, there are a lot of other goals that I have, but you know, I want to get a good job for that reason, to provide for a family, because I want to love my wife, I want to love my kids, and I will. What's your end goal?
Who do you think your wife would be?
I have no clue. Only God knows.
Only God knows, yeah. It's a great question.
Yeah, but what about you? Who do you think your wife would be? You know, I have a few candidates and prospects, perhaps, that you know you may be interested in, huh? Or unless you want to kind of pivot this conversation towards another direction.
Yeah, so what's my goal in life? My goal in life,
or at least
as
one.
You said,
I'm sure you have multiple goals.
Yes, of course. My goal in life is to be a professional, you know, soccer player.
How do you plan on getting to that goal?
Honestly, at the moment, like, look at some scholarship, play club. I'm not really sure for right now.
Do you play high school soccer?
Yes.
Good. What position do you play?
For now, I play center back, but I want to move more towards the attacking side.
Wow. Like, what exactly, like, what position exactly in the attack would you want to play?
Center mid.
Okay, yeah. So you'd be like a playmaker, I'm assuming.
Lionel Andres Messi, yeah.
So Andres Messi, boy. Lionel Andres Messi. So which one soccer player do you actually look up to?
Lionel Messi.
But he's a striker.
Like, what? You said
no, that's cute.
Player.
Okay, that's cute. Okay, you want to be a center mid, okay?
Oh, like what center mid do
you,
I
would
look
you
up
like?
To?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's a better way to rephrase the question. Honestly, but Messi, yeah, he's still the second goat of soccer.
Yeah. honestly, like, this player is very underrated as a center mid, but he's a very good
player overall.
Player overall, yeah.
Who's this
Frankie
player?
De Jong.
Frankie, why do you say that? Why do you think he's underrated?
Because, like, I've looked at his highlights over the past, like, couple of months, and he has really good playmaking skills, and I don't know where Barcelona would be without him, you know?
What's his rating on FIFA? 87?
Yeah, it's
87. Do you have him on your ultimate team?
I haven't played FIFA in a while.
What games do you like to play?
You know, I just got into Roblox recently with a couple of my friends.
That's my boy. Let me put you on with what else?
Yeah, so.
What's your favorite game on Roblox?
Blocks Fruits.
Super cute. What's that game about?
I play with a friend called Yandel Reyes Castro. That's actually his name.
Boy, is he related to you or is he just your friend?
He's just a friend. Let me put you on, my cousin.
No, hold on. We're talking about Blocks Roots, so what's the game about?
I don't know if you heard of this anime. It's called One Piece.
Yeah, I've heard of, One Piece Punch.
It's a One Piece-inspired Roblox game.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. What other games do you play on Roblox? Or other games outside
horror
Roblox?
Horror games. I play...
Fortnite?
Yeah, Fortnite. But I haven't really played in a while. I only played it last season.
Have you played PUBG?
PUBG Mobile?
Yeah, have you ever played PUBG Mobile?
Yeah, I've played it
Player
before.
PlayerUnknown Battleground or some crap like that, no?
No.
We're not sponsored by PUBG or Fortnite or any of these brands we're naming, guys. So, yeah, cool, PUBG, wow. What's your favorite?
License to LDJ Landscaping.
Super cute. So, like, Fortnite, PUBG, I forgot the name. You might be more better at this. You might know better than I would. What's the genre, I guess, for those kind of games? Is it Battle Royale or what's it called?
Action.
Just action. Okay, cool. Wow, PUBG. Okay, going back a few steps, you mentioned anime, One Piece. What other anime shows, whatever, do you like that you watch?
In what genre do you want?
I don't know. I don't know what genres there are.
You want me to list, like, my favorite?
Yeah, list your top five.
My top five.
Start from number five.
All right, so, okay. Number five. Uh-huh. It would have to go to Hunter x Hunter.
That's a good one, Hunter x Hunter. Why so low?
You'll see the higher
because, like, ones. Hisoka, I think that's his name, right?
Yes.
He's funny, right? Hisoka. Hisoka. And Gon.
And Gon.
Who's your favorite character from Hunter x Hunter?
Gon. Wait, no. Killua.
Okay, cool. Number four. Who comes number four?
Number four. Okay, so... Number four is...
Take your time, Jair Castro. Take your time, Jair Castro. I could play, like, Monopoly music, but I don't want to be,
You don't want
to
be a birdie.
Yeah.
So, my number four is... I would have to go for...
It's rapid fire. Don't think about it too much.
Yeah, just, yeah. I'm trying to find... Oh, you know what? Blue Lock.
Number three?
Attack on Titan.
Number two?
Naruto.
One.
One Piece.
Blue Lock. Blue Lock is the soccer one, no? With the Asian people playing soccer. Yeah. Are they Korean or Japanese?
Japanese, yeah.
Okay, you said, okay, Blue Lock. What was number three again? I'm sorry.
It was Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Wow, I heard it ended. Were you sad whenever it ended?
Hell no.
Like, I keep hearing that song on TikTok. Da, 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 da. I don't know how it goes. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Does it make you sad? That's Jacob's song right there.
It's Cookie Monster 6356, yeah.
Super cute. Number two, what was number two?
It was Naruto.
Naruto. What about Boruto?
Who's that?
I don't know. I mean, Jacob told me
about Boruto. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, number one? Number one? One Piece.
Yeah.
Why One Piece? Why does One Piece get that?
Bro, because the anime is actually so good.
What's it about?
It's about pirates.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. Did you know North Carolina is known for their pirates like Blackbeard?
North Carolina?
Okay. Wow, super What'd cute pirates.
What did you say?
Whoa, North Carolina. What the?
What are you talking about?
North Carolina, our state, our home state.
You did not say that.
I did. I don't know where you got North Carolina from.
He said North Carolina.
Boy.
Rewind his hope.
One Piece, cool. Pirates, you like pirates?
Yeah.
That's cute. That's really cute. Okay, there was something I wanted. Soccer. So going back to soccer, we're talking about soccer. You say you look up to Frankie the Young a lot. You look up to him. For you, I know this is something you want to talk about. I'm not an avid soccer player. I'm not an avid soccer player. Neither a soccer fan. But who, for you, who is the GOAT or the greatest of all time? Be honest. No.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't I be honest?
Cristiano Ronaldo, right?
Who's that?
This is it. Guys, I really appreciate you guys for coming out to the podcast, you know, and listening. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Where do you rank Cristiano? Okay, no. Top five. Top five players of all time.
Of all time?
Rapid fire. Number five.
No. You can't give me rapid fire. It's five. Greatest of all time.
Go. Start with number five.
Okay. Current generation or people like
of all time?
Of all time. Uh-huh. All time. All right. Number five, I would have to go give it to Cruyff.
Johan Cruyff. Number four.
Pele.
Three.
Maradona.
Two.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Number one, please tell me it's like Kaká or Zinedine Zidane or something.
Lionel Messi.
Why Messi? Why does Messi get number one and not Ronaldo?
Because Messi completed football. Ronaldo still has a lot of more achievements to get before he completes football. And
what do you
say
about
title.
What do you say to the people that say that and allege that the World Cup was rigged?
Go
for
fuck
Argentina
yourself.
Messi. Hey bro, I cannot include that on the podcast. I'm gonna have to mute that, bro. People from church listen to this, bro.
You're cap.
I'm not capping, bro. I cannot include that on the podcast. Bro, I'm gonna have to delete the whole thing. Okay.
You're gonna delete the whole podcast.
No, I'm just gonna try to bleep it out.
Use that audio.
What was I saying?
What do you say to the people who think that
you allege that the Argentina was, you know, everything was in their favor. It was rigged for Argentina to win.
Okay.
For Messi,
if it was rigged,
because I'm a strong believer that it was rigged for Argentina to win.
Funny guy. If it was rigged for Argentina to win the World Cup, then why did France get two penalties in the World Cup final?
Because they deserved it. There were fouls. Why were they awarded a penalty? Why was Argentina awarded a penalty?
Because they were fouls.
Okay. Now, let's say, and there is this argument, and that's why I'm not too big into it. There is an argument that even without penalties, because a lot of people are saying that they were awarded PKs, even without PKs, Argentina still would have won the World Cup.
Yes.
Ballon d'Or, though. Do you think Messi? Be honest. Don't be biased.
Okay.
No.
I swear.
On my mama. On your mama.
On my mom, yes.
Yeah, who's calling me? Oh, my God. What's it called? Messi rightfully deserved the Ballon d'Or.
The Ballon d'Or.
Be honest.
Swear. I'll give you my 100% honest.
And explain your reasoning.
Okay, I'll explain my reasoning. I do think Messi rightfully won the Ballon d'Or. Because think about it. Haaland had an outstanding season, right? Right?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, but in the semifinals and the finals of the Champions League, where was he?
He still won the Champions League.
I know, though. But like, where was he? In those big moments, in the semifinals and the finals.
Okay.
Where was he?
I don't know. I'm not advocating for anybody.
Okay, I know.
I don't know.
But to put it all, he did not score in either of those, right? So, and then Lionel Messi, like, as you can see, like, people who won the Ballon d'Or in the past, like Luka Modric, because of World Cup performances. So what changed? Like why did Modric win the World Cup back then?
He didn't have a good season, too.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
I mean, what did I just say? World Cup. He did not win the World Cup. What am I saying?
No, he got to the final.
Yeah, he got to the final. Yeah.
Okay, but the Ballon d'Or tends to be awarded to the soccer player, to the individual that had a remarkable season, an outstanding season. Where was Messi this past season?
At PSG.
No, he was not at PSG. He was at Inter Miami.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah, he was. But he transferred mid. He transferred.
Yeah, but like, he was at Inter Miami. Okay.
Yeah, he was at Inter Miami.
Do you think Messi had a good season? His season was worthy enough for him to win the Ballon d'Oro?
Like, World Cup, like, aside the World Cup.
But this whole season, like, you know, the whole calendar, so the whole calendar year.
If we're speaking, like, without the World Cup, no, his season was not, it wasn't great to compare to Haaland's.
Right.
But the World Cup takes everything overall.
I disagree.
You disagree.
Because of Alonso.
But no, because of Modric. Because look what happened to Modric.
But he had a good season at Real Madrid that year, too.
But there were people who had better seasons.
Why didn't Haaland win it then this year?
Huh?
That's the argument. Who else was nominated for the Ballon d'Or that year? Modric. Who else?
When
Modric won it.
When Modric won it, it was Lewandowski. Who else?
Can't remember.
Yeah, me neither. I just remember it was Lewandowski and what's it called?
Oh, let's look it up. Let's look this up. Ballon d'Or 2020. Oh, what year was it? 2018, right? I think. No, yeah, was it? I looked up on Google and said, who deserved the Ballon d'Or? Okay. Let me look it up. Modric, Ronaldo, and Griezmann. Ronaldo was, half of the season was Real Madrid, the other half was Juventus. And Griezmann, Atletico.
No, Griezmann, wait, what year was this? 2018, right?
2018.
2018,
yeah. 2018
was good. Damn,
that's
pretty
cool.
That's when he did the tech deal, right?
Mbappe, fourth place. I mean,
That's when he did the tech deal, right?
Yeah. But I digress. Messi, you still stand by that Messi, rightfully so, won the Ballon d'Oro?
Yes.
Okay. I understand. I will have to agree to disagree. I think Haaland deserved it. A lot of people think that he deserved it. Same thing with Lewandowski.
I mean, it was close. It was very close between Haaland and Messi.
Van Dijk.
It was a bit of both.
Puro robo aquí. I'm just kidding, guys. I'm being very
biased.
Just
joshing around with me.
Yeah, I'm Josh Lopez-ing. I'm joshing Lopez. That's cool, man. That's cool. Is there anything else that... Okay, if you could walk away from this podcast with the world knowing something, what would it be? Something about you that you would like for the world to know about you.
Like, what do you mean?
Anything.
Anything for the world to know about me?
Yeah.
Well, you're putting a lot of pressure on my hands right now.
Sorry, man. You know, you're Jair Castro, bro. You inspire yourself every morning when you wake up, when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to be a better Jair Castro.
Then the next day.
And the next day you want to be better. And the next day you want to be better than the day
before. I just better every day. You know?
What is something that you'd like to tell the world about you for them to know and to ponder upon?
Here, let me ask you this.
No, this is my podcast. I'm asking you.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, then. Ask me.
If this was my podcast right now, right?
Uh-huh. Use your words.
Before you walk away from this podcast...
No. You answer my question. Okay, I'll answer it, then maybe it gives you time. Something that I wish that people knew about me. Dang, man. I don't know. I see now what you mean. Like, it's a hard question. Yeah. That I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. Let me rephrase the question.
Yeah, rephrase it, please.
A little bit better.
Please and thank you.
What is a New Year's resolution that you have for this upcoming year, 2024?
It's still a bit of a hard question, but it's more easier. I'm not really sure.
Let me ask you another question then. 2023, what was the highlight of 2023?
Like best memory.
One of them, yeah. If you have a best memory, then what was it of 2023?
Okay, hold on. Let me think about this. Okay. Okay, I found it.
Okay, what is it?
It would probably have to be meeting Nathan Hernandez.
Boy, I've been knowing you, bro. Okay, and what's one thing that you learned from this year, from 2023? Because today's what?
December 30th.
Saturday, December 30th, 2023. Tomorrow's the last day of 2023. And yeah. Never again will we get this year. Well, never again will we live this year.
This is the last podcast of 2023. Yeah. The honor's online.
Okay. And it comes to an end. And that's the past, and they just remain as memories. Intangible memories. What do you think is something you've learned this year?
Okay. I can actually answer this one. Wait, ask me a question.
Oh
again?
My God! No, bro.
Just
what
over,
is
just
something
over.
You have learned from this year, from 2023? What's something you've learned? We could have sat on the sofa all this whole time.
Yeah, I know. Something I have learned this year, 2023.
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Anything.
Anything?
Yep.
It could be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Friends are everything.
Friends are everything. Why do you say that?
Because honestly, friends come in handy. Friends come in handy.
So, give me an example. Bro, get the mic. Put the mic in your mouth.
Of what?
By your mouth. Like, how friends come in handy.
The fuck did you
do? Dude, come on. I don't know how to censor stuff yet. You gotta stop cursing.
Bro, next scene. Why'd you just shit your pants?
Dude, stop. I'm ending this podcast. Nah. Curse one more time, it's over.
Alright. Well, this is actually Christian.
Yes. People from church will listen to this, bro. You cannot be talking like that. I don't know, bro. Put the mic back on your mouth and tell me how friends come in handy. Well, you know what? Let's not dwell too much on that. Having said that, it's like whenever I ask you a question, it's kind of like a little loading sign. Like, it's just loading. It's like a Windows kind of.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Like, kind of like, yeah, of course you would. Like, Internet Explorer almost. You're too young to understand. What is something, a resolution for New Year's that you have? Something that you want to change? Something that you want to improve?
My soccer ability.
How? What? Acceleration, speed, dribbling, shot, defending. What exactly?
Passing and dribbling.
What is the goal? Because
speed, honestly, I can easily work on speed by myself right now. And the thing is, why I wanted to change positions from center back to center mid is because being like a defender, you need at least two people to practice with. You can't really practice defending by yourself. Like, you can still search up videos of how to position yourself and all that.
Yeah.
But you can't really work on the defending skill.
Why don't you practice with your brother Jacob? Maybe you can.
Bro, they're lazy. I'm telling you, they're lazy.
Okay. So that's your goal. You would say of 2024, your main goal to improve your soccer skills.
Yes.
Okay. What are you excited about for this upcoming year? Hello?
I'm still here. Tennis season.
Why are you excited about tennis season?
I don't know.
Coach Worley will be there.
Mr. Seth Worley. Does Coach Worley also watch this?
I hope so. I'll send it to him if you want. Shout out to Coach Worley.
Yes, shout out Coach Worley. Yeah, because honestly, tennis is a very fun sport if you get to play it. You know.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm actually very good. You know, me and my sister go head to head, and my sister's very good at tennis.
Oh, that's so cute. What seed are you within your team?
So last year I was seat number 5.
Out of how many? 8?
No, out of 6.
Okay. Well, who's better? You're Asaf. I know Asaf plays.
Well, me and Asaf went head to head. I'm pretty sure I won 2 times and he won 2 times.
Giovanni plays too, right?
Yeah. Mr. Giovanni Worley. Honors all mine.
Mr. Giovanni, shout out to Giovanni Worley. Sounds good, man. I mean, I really appreciate you for hopping on the podcast. You know, this short conversation about soccer, anime, video games, your friends, resolutions, and whatnot. Are there any last words that you have for the audience?
Yeah, I have a question for you.
What is your question? Hello?
What is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution, I have a few. I think a generic one. I'm not going to get super specific. Just to be more patient with myself, first of all. And I feel like once I'm patient with myself, I can be patient with others. And I really want to be patient with everybody else. I mean, yeah, so I have a lot of other resolutions, but I feel like that one's very generic, but it's something, it's a virtue that I want to work upon, but it's not just like a New Year's resolution. It's something that I should work on every day. Each day that comes by, I need to be more patient. I need to become better. So that's basically my resolution.
What do you mean?
Be patient.
Explain it. Go more
thorough. Be more gracious with people. Like if somebody doesn't know something as much as I do, to not like flip out. I mean, I really don't, but like to not flip out or get like frustrated with them. If somebody can't do something right, to have grace on them, because like if they're learning, to have grace on them, to be patient with them, because I have been myself in that position so many times in life where I'm like, you know, I'm learning, and I would appreciate if people had patience with me,
okay,
grace on me, and they have. So that's yes. Something I want to impart onto others.
And is there a reason you want to learn this this skill?
It's good because, you know, patience cultivates a lot of other skills. This virtue.
Like, is there a certain reason, like a person?
Not really. It's just more like for the betterment of myself, for the improvement of myself, just to be a better person. I need to become a better person in all aspects. And I feel like that's that's a lingering aspect or attribute that I need to improve. To be patient.
Okay, so Nathan, I heard like you were in a relationship.
Oh my god, we're not. Why are you bringing this up, Jair?
This is my podcast.
Any last words, bro, before we before I end the podcast episode for tonight? For tonight.
Don't ever say that again.
All right, guys, I really appreciate
Hold
you
Hold on,
guys
my last words.
Nah,
my
you took
last
so long.
Last words.
I appreciate my you last guys word. For... Okay, what are your last words?
Okay.
I appreciate you guys for coming out tonight.
Oh, I was really about to say it.
This is my boy, Jair Castro Vasquez. Thank you for joining me, or God pay you. I appreciate you for joining me. Say your last words, bro. Don't say anything dumb, bro. I cannot censor stuff. Do not say anything stupid, or I'm not uploading this podcast. This episode onto the podcast. All right, guys.
No.
Say it. Don't say anything dumb. I promise you, I'm not going to upload this episode. All right, guys. Now you took too long. I appreciate you guys.
Nathan. Go to church every Sunday.
Every day. All right, guys. I appreciate you guys for staying to the end. If you did, I love you guys, and good night.